Welcome everybody and join in for this meditation. And this meditation is a very simple meditation, and we are going to meditate more with a aim and focus on channelizing our energy. But we're gonna speak about the angels and the angelic in this meditation. So what are these angels? Angels are basically divine energy, and this divine energy is not something that is external, but this divine energy is within us, within everybody who is awake and aware that they are in Christ, in God, and God is in them. And so this divine energies need to be channelized and need to be released in a way that it benefits us and benefits situations around us. So whenever meditations are done like this, I need to put a disclaimer that we don't look at these angelic beings as something separate from us or something that is external to us, but we see these beings as energy which is within us. These beings are one with us and we are one with them. But by focus, by visualization, what we are doing is we are externalizing or we are manifesting this energy into a particular direction, and we are trying to manifest things that we are desiring for in our life. So in this meditation, this is what we're going to do, and I'll guide you through. So let's close our eyes and get ready to experience the divine that is within us, in us, one with us. Let's close and breathe. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. As you do this, come to an awareness of who you are. You are one with God. God is in you, you are in God. In Him we live, we move and have our being. Get to a place where you are completely having a presence of your own mind. And you are fully established in your identity. You carry the great I am. You are I am. You are the one portal that can release divine energies out of you, and in biblical language we call them angels. The scripture speaks of Jacob sleeping in a place and he saw a ladder where angels were coming down and going up. And he saw this heaven open, and he called that place Bethel, the house of God. However, Jacob failed to realize it was not the place that was the house of God. Jesus and the New Testament reveals that you and I are the house of God. You and I are the open heavens. You and I are the portals of God. And so these divine energies, which are called angels, and they form imagery of certain personalities so that our sensory mind can understand, are actually released out of these portals, that is you and me. And so we are soul in charge of this angelic or divine energies to be released into our situation, to our circumstances. In getting things done in our life. Let's focus back again on our breath. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Know for yourself, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are the gate of heaven. You are the door. Scripture speaks about you are the door. A door that opens up energies to be released all around you. This morning we're going to deal with four divine energies. The four archangels. We're going to carry emotions to it, attach emotions, attach visualization, and with both these techniques, we're going to release this angelic divine energy in our life through breath, through chanting. I want you to look towards the east, or just imagine you're looking towards the east. And in the east, I want you to see that you are like a portal. You are releasing an energy, you're projecting an energy out of you. This energy, this light that is coming out of you is in the form of red light. It's a very strong energy. I want you to feel that this red light forms into this archangel. Called as Michael or Angel Michael. I want you to look at Angel Michael, the Archangel. The strong energy, a strong personality, this angel carries sword, is more like a warrior very aggressive and fiery in its nature. I want you to sense that energy of aggression, fire. The name Michael means who is like God. The name Michael means, the name itself projects the strength of God. The strength that you carry in you, as you know that you have God within you, in you. So Michael is the projection of that God's strength. I want you at this moment, as you close your eyes and just visualize, feel that energy, get into your emotions, activate those emotions. And when I say strength, what do you feel with that word strength? When I say warrior, what feelings come up within you? When I say strong energy, how do you feel this morning, this moment? Feel that energy in the entire body of yours. I want you to release this angel, Michael. Michael, which carries an aggression to get things done, to achieve something, is the same angel that made sure that what Daniel was praying for is what he received. So what are your goals in life? What are your intentions? What are your desires? What are you really seeking forth to manifest in life? These energy of Michael is going to be activated in you. I want to see Michael full of fire, aggression, strength, carrying fire in his hand and laying that fire upon you, on your forehead, giving you more strength, more energy, more power to achieve things in your life. Feel that fire all over your body. It's boosting your career, boosting your finances, boosting your situation. I want you to see your finances getting boosted, your career getting boosted. Visualize it right now. Your health getting boosted. All the negative energy is just going away from you. In your entire body, I want you to scan and see any dark objects. Or dark emotions, or negative emotions. Breathe. And go by your intuition and see where do you feel a block in your energy field. Where do you feel heaviness? Where do you feel darkness? And see Michael's fire going in that area and burning that darkness right now. Where are you feeling blocks? Is it at your heart area, stomach area, throat area, neck, back? These are negative energy stored in you. in the form of sensory feelings. Breathe in and breathe out and feel Mikhail's fire all over you. I want you to breathe and say with me, Mikhail. And as you say this, feel Mikhail's power and energy. Breathe in and you're going to say Yodhe Vavhe with me, manifesting and releasing this energy from within you towards the east. Breathe in. Yodhe Vavhe. Now look towards your south. Imagine you're looking towards your south. Or physically turn towards your south. Towards the south, you have the Archangel Gabriel. So out of you, see Gabriel is being projected, is being released from within you, outside of you. As you see Gabriel, I want you to see a color. I see Gabriel in blue. And this personality is mild and soft and calm and cool. Feel that energy of calmness and stability. And you feel a very pleasant personality before you, calming all your senses, all your emotions, all your impulsiveness is coming down. You're getting slower, aware, Gabriel has to do more with emotions. I want to check out how this archangel looks like. Feel the energy. This archangel has to do with, in the scriptures, bringing good news. And each time this angel visits, speaks about, do not fear, brings revelation, good news. Came to Mary and said, do not fear, a child is going to be born to you. What is it that you're really desiring to manifest in your life, you're praying for? I want you to visualize right now and feel and see the good news happening into your life. Also, Gabriel carries something like water. Michael was carrying fire, but Gabriel carries something like water. The element of water. See Gabriel pouring this water over you, and you're getting completely baptized in this water, completely getting soaked, and feel the water just going into all your glands, hormones, endocrine system, your emotions, and stabilizing your emotions and cooling and calming you up. You're having balance in your anger, balance in every area of your emotions. I'm going to be more peaceful. The shalom of God is taking all over you this moment. Your impulsiveness is going away and getting calmer. You know how to handle emotions, how to channelize them, how to use them in the right way, how to transmute them. You're learning the art to control your emotions, because Gabriel is releasing that grace over your life. So breathe in. Get completely baptized into that water. Let me say, Gabriel. Feel the energy field of Gabriel. Breathe in. Yodhevave. Let's move to the next archangel. I want you to move and look towards the west. And in the west, again, you're releasing from you, within you, light that is brown in color. It's an energy field, and as you release this, you see the angel Raphael appearing before you. These are all projections from within you, outside of you. Raphael means healer, the one who carries healing. The element that Raphael is in charge of is the earth element. It helps you, this energy helps you to be stabilized, more grounded, more rooted. Synchronizing and aligning with the earth element, and also you're going to be guided to the right doctors, right diet. You're going to be given the grace of controlling your food habits. You're going to be given the energy to exercise and be strong and healthy. Your lifestyle is going to be more health conscious. See yourself strong as Raphael lays his hands over you. I want you to see yourself. Roots coming out from your legs, going deep into the ground and taking hold of the ground and stabilizing you completely. Look at Raphael. How does he look like to you? There's a tremendous energy and strength that is being released all over you, within you, inside of you. Self-control, discipline, health, strength. Right herbal medicines, right medicines, right doctors, right diet. It's just opening up, being released upon your life. Breathe in along with me. Say Raphael. Breathe in. Yodhevave. Excellent. Now look towards the north. And in the north, I want you to release divine light and project it out. This light is very powerful and very strong. And as you release, you see this fluorescent light releasing this archangel called as Uriel. Uriel means the light of God. You see yourself completely in the light and see your entire room in the light as Uriel, and feel it all over your skin. Breathe that light, feel it all over you. And Uriel has to do with intuition, psychic powers, prophetic powers. Being open to listen to the voice of God. And it deals with the element wind or air. Breath, it has lot to do with your mind and thoughts. As you look at Uriel, the breath of God, the breath, the air is reconciling with you, and the air is going inside of you. The airways, you're having control over thoughts. You are in charge of your thoughts. You take every thought in captivity. Every time there is negative thought that comes, you catch it. Negative imagination, you take it in captivity and you turn it into a positive thought. This grace is made available to you. Completely receiving it. As Uriel is breathing this strong wind over your face, feel it, experience it, acknowledge it. Breathe in along with me, Uriel. Breathe it. Yodhevave. I want you to feel especially your crown area of your head, your mind, completely changing, sense the energy over that area. It'll be very intuitive, very accurate, sensitive to listen to God's voice, to sense the spiritual realm as you engage with Uriel. I want you to see all the four archangels all around you. Try to feel their energy supporting you. Now, say with me, take your right hand, place it over your heart. Breathe in, breathe out. See the divine energies getting out of you, being released, and you're completely filled with light. This light is projecting out of you. Say with me, angels around me, angel above me, angels within me, angels beneath me. Literally visualize angels right now. Feel them. Acknowledge them. Angels around my family members, protecting and guiding. Angels when I go out and angels when I come in, protecting and guiding me. Angels. With all those whom I'm going to meet today, protecting and guiding me. Angels against my enemies, executing justice. Feel them, sense them. When you are completely convinced in faith, open your eyes. Bless you guys and see you soon for the next meditation. It's yet going to be a blessed time. God bless you.
From mystical meditations to teachings and interviews with various guests, Mystical Tribe brings before you reformed spirituality that will make you manifest your identity as sons of God. So be part of us and be part of this great awakening by tuning in to us through our podcast. God bless you and keep listening.